I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome back to our studios a woman who's been here many a time, And she's got lots of exciting things to talk about. A new EP, a recent residency that you did in New Mexico. It's Mary Bew. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
It's so fun to have you. Yeah. And she's playing tonight for the opening night of Pete Fest at Beener Central in West Duluth. And it kicks off tonight. It is continuing through Sunday night. And the show starts at 6 o'clock tonight, also playing Charlie Parr, Mary, Ill Chemistry, the Cuckoo Bees, I think, and Maddie Cedar. So it's going to be a fun night of music. Do you know where you are in the lineup?
I don't, actually. Right. I'm playing solo, so I'm assuming not last, hopefully. It's a little awkward after bands.
Yeah. Just me.
Yep.
All right. Well, why don't we have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with the radio edit of
It's
called The Things I Left in Duluth.
I'm so happy you have a radio edit, because it's a great song.
Thank you so much. All right.
Left a broken dishwasher. I left a toaster oven too. I left bins full of clothes and shelves full of books and bits of my heart I left there too. Of all the things I left in Duluth, the bins full of clothes and the boxes full of books. Of all the things I left in Duluth, the thing I'll miss the most is you. I left that broken dishwasher. I took some tables to Goodwill. I got a coupon at Savers for 20% off, but it probably expires way too soon. Of all the things I left in clothes and boxes full of books, the things I left in Duluth, the thing I'll miss most is you. It doesn't really matter if you stay or you go. When you find your home, you really find your home. Travels with you like a turtle shell to heaven or hell when you make it so.
Mary Bew, live from Studio A, the edited version, the radio edit version of a tune that's on her new EP, The Majesty of Beasts, released not too long ago, but it had been a long time in the works.
Yes.
And that song, I actually forget this because it's so fitting for, you know, since you recorded that EP, you moved away.
Yes.
But when you actually wrote that song and when you recorded all that, you were still living in Duluth. Mm-hmm. You hadn't really thought about moving away. No. And it ended up being kind of prophetic in a way.
Totally. It was crazy.
But yeah. So since you weren't thinking about moving to Duluth, what inspired that song?
I was hanging out with my friends, Ellen Stanley. She's known as Mother Banjo, her mm-hmm. music. And then her husband, Ben Cookfelt. And I think we were sitting at this cocktail bar in Minneapolis and somebody said the bleep I left in Duluth, you know, mm-hmm. and then somebody else was like, oh, we should use that as a song prompt and like include that somewhere in the song. And because we were all like, that would make a really good song. So I was the first to write it. And little did I know, it became true.
How crazy. My favorite is the part about the Savers coupon. Yeah. I never use those in time.
Oh,
ever.
Shoot.
Ever. I love that. I love
Thank
that line.
You.
So you actually had won a contest to go and record in Nashville to
yes.
record the songs. And that was a great experience at the
yes,
time, right?
It was.
And you had your band and your husband was in the band. Mm-hmm. And then so you recorded all that. You still hadn't put it out. And then everything kind of fell apart a little bit. You got divorced. The band broke up. All that stuff happened.
Yes, yes.
So you had this material.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been a struggle to decide what to do with it.
Yeah. I went back and forth for many, many months. And I sat on it. I didn't even get it mastered or edited or anything. Well, he did the mixes, but I didn't want to throw any more money into it after that. And it took me, I don't know, I guess like half a year. And then I was like, you know, I am proud of this, and everyone sounded really great on it, and it was like this really collective effort, and the songs are important to me, and you know, just I got a grant for it, and there were so many things, and I felt like it would be wasted if I didn't put it out. so I did a Kickstarter for it then at the end of last year, mm-hmm. and put it out just 3 weeks ago. So it took a whole year, a year and a month, but mm-hmm. some albums take longer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. there's that song on there. There's also a really powerful song called Petty Misdemeanor.
Yes.
And this is about a rape that happened mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't pull any punches at all.
No.
I mean, it's, and it took you a long time because this happened like 10 years ago. It mm-hmm. took you a really long time to come to terms with that. Mm-hmm. So tell me what that was like trying to deciding to do that song and deciding to put that out there.
So I wrote the song in February of last year, and that's that pretty much, it might've been the day that it happened. And I just woke up one morning and I just like didn't do anything. Like I don't even think I had coffee and I just wrote the song. And I just felt like part of me, I barely told any friends and or family or anything. It was pretty secretive about it. And then I just felt like I gotta get this out there for my own well being and like because I was recurring nightmares and you know just like the thing of like being silent and feeling like shame and you know it happens to so many women. And I just felt like if I can start talking about what happened to me. You know, I mean, my experience in comparison wasn't as crazy as like, or horrible as like some other people's experiences, but it still like affected me in a deep way for 10 years. So I thought if I could put it out, that it would, maybe other people would feel confident to speak out and find community and healing. And some people have reached out to me and even, a state representative reached out to me, a few months ago. Or no, right when I put it out, there was that Star Tribune article, and he reached out and said he's working on a bill to make sentencing a little stronger for sex offenders. So I feel like it's reaching, it's like doing what my intention for it
mm-hmm.
is. It's getting it out there that like it happened to me. It happens mm-hmm. to so many people that we don't know. Like mm-hmm. your good friend like might not even tell you. You know. So
right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have heard from a lot of women telling mm-hmm. their stories since that came out.
Yes.
So that must feel pretty.
Yeah, and men and men.
Okay.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. It's so sad that this happens in this shadow side of our humanity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
and I think of you as this, you know, you own a yoga studio yeah. now in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
And you're a person that's always kind of spiritually seeking
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of anger in this song. And was it hard for you to reconcile the anger that you were feeling with, you know, the spirit? I mean, and I'm just curious about this from you know, because you know, there's always that and you talk a lot about, well, this person had been forgiven and that was mm-hmm. not okay.
Yeah.
And I think people struggle with that.
Yes.
And I'm just curious if you're comfortable talking about that, like what that's like for you. Like,
oof, that's a really good question.
How that fits in with
my, you know, I think the in yoga philosophy, there's the higher self, like we all have this same infinite peace that's like untouchable and pure. And, but on top of that are the layers and layers of our samskara, I guess. So like our environments and things that have happened and our impressions and our memories and our actions and our karma. And, so I think, there is like an inherent purity in each being, but then like the actions that some of us take sometimes the punishment is on this earthly plane is not, it's not equal to the act, I think. So I think, well, it's so hard. It's so hard. And I think my anger personally, you know, anger, what is the decimal line? Anger is like love left out and turned to vinegar. underneath the anger is sadness, and underneath that is like, you know, hopefulness, you know, so it's just like a betrayal of love, you know, so there's so much.
Right. And I didn't mean to like,
get off,
you know,
yes, esoteric.
Yeah. But it just is that struggle, you know, and just those struggles of how to address those things and deal with those things.
Yes.
And your own personal experience is so different
yes.
than kind of a sort of theoretical objective, you know. So
yeah.
And you talked about the legislator who said, you know, talked about strengthening the laws and, mm-hmm. and the name of the song is Petty Misdemeanor because that's, you know.
Yeah, it's just so hard to you know, like I reported mine the day after and, you know, it was all big and hazy the day after and they just didn't have evidence to do anything more than that. And like I don't even think he got notified that he had that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just sort of stays on your record for, depending on the state, for a number of years and then goes away. And the only repercussion would be that he couldn't, like, work for the government or something like that. So it was, like, really nothing. Like, you're violating random people and that's okay. You know, it's not okay.
Well, yeah, and in the meantime, you know, as you talk about in the song, there are other women in danger out there, mm-hmm. you know, so
yeah.
just a lot. Well, I just want to say thank you for having, being brave enough to do that song
thank
and to, you know, I'm sure a lot of women appreciated, you know, having their experience validated too with that. It's a really hard thing to do.
Thank you.
All right, so get through the deep stuff.
Yeah.
So you put out the album and you've been doing some songs around it. But another really super exciting thing that you did recently was you did a residency, an artist residency yes. in New Mexico.
Yes.
And I think this is something you learned about through your friend Sarah Softich.
It's true.
Who used to be in our studios a lot.
Yeah.
And she's kind of settled down now and hopefully she'll be doing music again at some point. But so tell me about that.
Yeah, so Sarah, I drove her down there a couple times. It was in Taos, New Mexico, which is northern New Mexico, and at a place called the Helene Wurlitzer Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so Helene Wurlitzer was this patron of the arts, and she was a very wealthy woman and quietly started having artists, like supporting artists, giving them a place to stay, buying their art supplies, giving them shows, you know, and she just quietly started to build this reputation of like a very generous patron of the arts. And her vision eventually turned into, she built 10 casitas on her property. And so little, beautiful, sweet adobe houses. And she has, it has grown where 10 artists come 3 times a year. And everyone gets their own casita, and there's absolutely no, like, her vision was put no pressure on the artist to put something out or have a performance, or just they can come and rest and just work with their own rhythm of creating music or arts or writing. And it was such a gift. It was insane. So my casita had a baby grand piano and a view of the mountains and this field that was, there were constantly magpies coming in and a few cats wandering around through the grass. And it was a very warm winter. It's a ski town. So, but it got up to 70 sometimes and like the flowers bloomed early. And so I was there late January till end of April. And yeah, it was incredible.
And I was reading that you brought some, you know, you brought some like looping pedals and things along with you, thinking you were going to mess with that. And then you ended up doing more on the piano and maybe guitar. I can't remember.
Yep. I did some guitar, acoustic and electric stuff. So.
And did you do some painting as well?
I did. I paint pretty whimsical, like, creatures. I started doing that. I used to paint all the time, like, in high school, and then I stopped. And I put out this video called Veal, and I had all these pictures of baby cows that I painted, like, portraits of their faces.
Very cute.
Thank you. And so I painted some creatures, and I painted some landscapes, and some watercolor stuff, so that felt really good.
Where does your visual art kind of fit into your plan as an artist? Or, I mean, is there a plan? There probably isn't a plan as an artist, but
you know, I might have. There's some talks of having some little shows at coffee shops. Mm-hmm. Like my friend owns one in Madison, and I might hang a few at my studio. But I feel like then it would be like, me, here's my yoga studio, here's my art, you know, just like, we're trying to get rid of ego, but here I am. No.
Let's put my CD on in the background.
So maybe not, but people have told me I should, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where it fits in. I might do maybe someday like a children's album and have that like be in the insert. Maybe I'll, I like that idea.
That's
I just sort of came
idea.
Up with that.
That's a great idea. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more. What do you want to play next?
I think, let me tune up here. I think I'll play Majesty of Beasts, since we were just talking about the creatures. So this is the title track off the new EP. All right.
Staring into a gun, you won't back turn like on TV. It's a tragedy, a comedy. Humans making fools, what else could it be? I recognize the majesty of beasts. Ivory tusks, abalone shells, all the pretty things we want on our walls. A peacock's plumes, a shark's sharp tooth, a rabbit's fur to keep us warm. Lie with me, dear, in front of the fire. Don't tell me now that it's too late. Beasts, thundering hooves, milky eyes, the power of a horse's thighs, the beating of wings in the sky, the flipping of fins under the eyes, lungs taken in. Of the
View live from Studio A and the title track from her new EP, The Majesty of Beasts. And I'm just going to assume that one was just inspired by your love of animals.
Yeah. Yeah, animals and environment and just like humanity and just how we're kind of screwing up a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a little depressing, but it's also like so much beautiful stuff to protect, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely, yeah. And you really describe it well in
Thank
the song.
Thank you.
That's very, very lovely. So I know that you sometimes get to rock out with the band still.
Yeah.
When you did your release show here in Duluth, it was mm-hmm. with a band.
Yes.
Are you planning any more band shows in the near future?
Yeah, I don't have anything up here yet, but I'm sure something will come. I'm doing a residency at Astor Cafe in July, every Wednesday. Astor Cafe in Minneapolis in St. Anthony, Maine. And some Wednesdays it'll be myself and my friend singing harmonies and a cello player. And some, like, I'm having Adam Levy from the Honey Dogs the third week in July. And a very special guest from here that I can't name yet. And I think, like, the third... Maybe a couple of weeks I'll have the full band there.
Mm-hmm.
And then July 28th in the cities at Minnehaha Falls Pavilion,
mm-hmm.
one of the Minneapolis music and movies in the park shows.
Great.
So wait, I do have band shows. Chester Creek in August.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's like the 12th, whatever mm-hmm. that Tuesday is. And mm-hmm. then a smaller version of the band will be at the Bubble Fest for Duluth Children's Museum, which is like August something as well.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's great because I know that, you know, it's really been really fun for you to kind of step out and rock out a little bit more.
It's so fun.
Yeah. But then, of course, as we were saying, when you were at your residency, you're like, oh, I'm going to play this piano.
Yes.
And now you got a grand piano. Is that right? Because you were inspired by your residency?
I feel like it just was like a gift from the cosmos because I came back and I was like, I can't not have a real piano.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this app called Nextdoor. I don't know if Duluth has it.
Yes,
but
we do. Yep.
Yeah. So like people post like garage sales and, you know, lost dog, etc. And right when I got back, there was a free piano ad or free piano and just like pay for the moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to those people and somebody else was taking it, but those people were getting rid of their baby grand.
Oh my goodness.
And it was at a music school. So it was like pretty well taken care of. And it's so I just and paying for the moving and
nice.
I know, nice. It's so amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So did that inspire much songwriting when you were at your residency? Do you think you're going to have some more piano-based songs again? Not that you can't have a band rocking out with you with the piano-based songs too, but.
Yeah, I think it will be, I wrote quite a few, I like to call them song snippets because I just kind of like cranked out like I'd wake up in the middle of the night and just like have like a verse or something. And so quite a few piano things. But I think it'll be, the next thing will be kind of a fusion of piano and guitar and rockin' and some other elements.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love what Zach Bentz does with the synth. So, mm-hmm. and you know, so, and we haven't been doing much Electric Witch synthy stuff lately. So
which Zach is also in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I haven't fully visualized what the next one will
mm-hmm.
be.
But you have people that you can work with and that can help you with all that stuff. That's
exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah. And in the meantime, you're still keeping busy running your yoga studio.
Yes. Yes.
So you've got a full plate, lady.
I do. I do. I'm never bored.
Mm-hmm. It must have been wonderful to have that time, though, to just because you do have a full plate. Mm-hmm. And so trying to, you know, fit in art in between trying to run a business, trying to do this, trying to do that. So what a luxury to be able to go and just breathe and create for a while.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the land was amazing. The mountains and the Rio Grande River Gorge, and just I really connected with the land there.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How do you, you know, when you're not able to be in a space like that and you want to be creative, but your life gets crazy, do you have any strategies that you use to say, all right, I really need to make space for myself?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty intense about, like, I have a morning practice, like, with yoga. So I do some postures and sometimes some writing and meditating. And, like, so if I do, like, I really always make time for that. So, like, when I need to, I can fit, like, practicing into that. And, like, with a band, too, like, you kind of have to practice. So, well, practicing is one thing, but songwriting is a whole entirely different thing. It's very, like, I don't like to force it either. So that's a hard question. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Do you still get inspiration, you know, when you're living your day-to-day life and things get a little crazy? Do you still get, you know, stop what you're doing, I gotta write this down?
Yes, I do. I get it when I'm running. I just got a big song.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
yesterday.
That's a little time for yourself that in your head where you can go.
Yeah. Like I heard the words and I had to stop and text it to myself. And then I actually posted the poem on mm-hmm. my Instagram yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. maybe a future song?
Yeah, I think it will be.
Okay,
for sure.
Great. Yeah. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
This is a new one. I didn't write it in Taos, but it's a little sordid, but I like singing it. I don't have a name for it. Let me think of what I would call it. We'll call it I Don't Need. From you, I don't need all the things pretty girls do. I don't need no fancy dinners. I don't need no dozen roses. I don't need no
suits and dresses. I just wanna sit next to you on your front stoop. I don't need much from you. I don't need all the things pretty girls do. I don't need no long drives in the country. I don't need no movies and popcorn. I don't need no handwritten poems. I don't need no sparkly diamonds. No, I don't even wanna talk. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. Soon my voice will be lost. I don't even wanna talk. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. Soon my voice will be lost. Soon my voice will be lost. But none of those things I said was true. I guess I need a couple things from you. I need you to call me when you say you will. Show up when you say you will. Not ask out all the neighbor girls. Not treat me like some cheap thrill. And I don't even wanna talk. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. Soon my voice will be lost. I don't even wanna talk about it now. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. Soon my voice will be lost. Soon my voice will be lost. All hail all you players and cheaters. All hail all you poets and you handymen. All hail all you charmers and you musicians. When you gonna think of somebody other than yourself? When you gonna think of somebody other than yourself? Ooh. I don't even wanna talk. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. So my voice will be lost. I don't even wanna talk about it now. I just wanna kiss you a lot. Pass me another cigarette. So my voice will be lost. Soon my voice will be lost.
That is Mary Bew live from Studio A doing a new tune for us. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Christine.
So Mary's going to be playing tonight as part of Pete Fest, which is kicking off at Beaner Central, and it's going tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. It all starts at 6 o'clock every night, and tonight's lineup also includes Charlie Parr, Ill Chemistry, the Cuckoo Bees. I don't have my cheaters on, so
yep.
I'm not reading very
Cuckoo
well.
Cuckoo Bees, yeah.
Maddie Cedar. So it's going to be a great lineup tonight, and again, that starts at 6. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.